everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money, here on another lovely Wednesday evening right here in the heart of Wailuku Town on the beautiful island of Maui in the great state of Hawaii. And yes, people, we are here, and it's just a duo tonight, but that's okay, because a lot of stuff to talk about. We got about an hour. We have 1 hour, okay? A lot of things are happening. A lot of moving parts are going on right now. There are discussions of a Comic-Con that are happening here on the island. Things are happening. That's why there's only two of us tonight. So let's get started, shall we? And let me introduce the crew. He is the producer, Seducer. And we just rekindled a little nickname that I'd like to bring up, but he told me not to. Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kai Kai. How's it going, Kai? You sound terrible. Can you speak a little louder, please? I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Not horribly. I can hear you terribly. Talk a little louder.
Hello.
Goodness gracious. I got to turn you all the way up. I don't know what the hell the problem is. Anyway, tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Halloween Kills. We're going to talk a little bit about DC fandom. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. And even going to talk a little bit about something that I wanted to talk about the other night or last week when we met, because what's up to Major Grump, who is in the house? How's it going? I just wanted to know, I wanted to say that tonight I want to go over a little something with you guys that you may not have known about. Okay. And that's coming up here in mere moments. Okay. So before I do that, though, of course, as you all know, every single Wednesday is New Comic Book Wednesday, okay? And I'm going to do just a couple because I don't want to get too crazy this week, but I'm going to give you some of the best this week that you may want to check out, all right? So let me get right down to it and find out what's going on this week in the world of the comic books. Now, coming out today from DC Comics, Batman, number 115. Also, that's Fear State. Also coming out today is Batman Catwoman, number 8. That's also out on DC Comics. Also on DC Comics is The Flash, 775, if you're interested. Also on DC Comics, Superman, Son of Kal-El, number 4. And you know what? Okay, hang on a second. That's it. I'm turning this down. I got a little rant, okay? We didn't talk about it last week, but damn it, I'm going to talk about it tonight because I'm going to say something. And okay. I don't care who was offended by it. But here it goes. You ready for this, Kai? Because I think you know what I'm going to talk about.
I know what you're going
to
talk about.
Last week, we didn't bring it up because we had so much news to talk about it. But last week, as you know, it was announced that Superman, a.k.a. Jonathan Kent, the son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superman, is, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. is Superbi. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. If you didn't know it by now, he is super bi. I'm super excited to give you the news. If you didn't know already, Superman, aka Superboy, aka Jonathan Kent, aka Clark Kent's son, is
good lord
super bi. Now, here's my problem. Okay,
here it comes.
Here's
everyone.
My problem. Okay, first of all, as most of you know, as most of you should know, by now, gay later, if you catch my drift, first off. But, number two, okay? Hey, Ladies and gentlemen, joining the chat tonight, right in time for the very controversial subject of Superboy, a.k.a. Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. the son of Clark Kent, being Superboy. It's Format! He is the...
Superboy?
Yeah, he's Superboy. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
nice.
It's Format, the man who is our gaming guru. He is the maven of magic. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, he is also late for the show. We've only got about an hour. He was busy. Format, how's it going, sir? Where have you been? What the hell's been going on with you?
Things are good.
Good.
Things are good.
Can you talk about where you were?
We're doing good.
Can you talk about what you were doing?
I was feeding the homeless at a soup kitchen.
Wow, that is... That shows a lot of character. That shows a lot of character. Mm. Gumption. So good
Indeed.
On you. Good
Thanks.
On you. I'm very happy to hear that. Now, like I was saying, let's get back to it, shall we? Superboy. Super fan.
Superboy. Okay.
Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Clark Kent.
Oh, God, get to it.
Has come out as bi. Like I said earlier, bi now, gay later, for sure.
Bi... By himself?
But, well, here's the thing. Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. the new Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, has a boyfriend. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, okay. Here, I want to say something that may or may not offend those who are listening. I don't care whether or not Jonathan Kent is Superboy. That's fine. Got it. All right? I get it. That's fine. It's what they call in wrestling... I heard a great example. It's what they call in wrestling hotshot booking. When you're not making enough sales, what you do is you hotshot a match in wrestling so that people buy tickets to come see the show. It's what's called hotshot booking. So they made Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Superman, a.k.a. the son of Clark Kent, a.k.a. Superboy. They made him bisexual. Now, you would think I'd be offended at the fact that Jonathan Kent is bisexual. I am...
No,
I'm not offended by that. Here's what I'm offended
by. I don't think you would be.
No. I'm not at all. But here's what I am offended by. I'm offended that Superboy, a.k.a. Superman, a.k.a. Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Superboy...
Just get on with it.
...is taking up the mantle of social justice with his boyfriend. Okay? Now,
that's what you have a problem
okay,
with.
And here, okay, if I may, all right, I gotta find the thing for this. Here, he's taking up the mantle of social justice and climate change. That's what's important to Jonathan Kent, aka Superman, aka Superboy, aka the son of Kal-El, aka Superboy. Okay, so this is what he is obsessed with. Okay, now, here's my problem with that. In retrospect, I don't have a problem with him having a social justice, climate change feel. But the problem that I have is that he's doing this with his boyfriend, right? And I know it sounds like I'm stalling, but here's why I'm stalling, because this right here is the reason why I'm stalling, because I wanted to bring this up. This is what gets me mad. Okay, I'm going to show you the picture that I'm going to share with you right now. This right here is what gets me upset. Okay, here's what Superman is doing, a.k.a. Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Superboy. Okay, now... He's a school strike for climate. This is what Jonathan Kent is doing, okay? Now, here's what I have an issue with. My issue is that if there's one person in the DC Comics universe that can actually do something about climate change and the polar ice caps that are melting at a tremendous rate in the Arctic... Who would that be, Format?
The Flash.
You're completely wrong. It would be Superman. Okay?
Ow.
What do you... You mean the man who could literally take his super freeze breath and freeze up some of that water that's melting in the Arctic? That guy? You mean that guy who could do that guy who could actually do something about climate change? That guy?
Wait.
I think there is another. Confused with his dad.
Okay.
There is another.
Oh,
there's Mr. Freeze.
Okay, well, Joel brings it up in the chat. There is Mr. Freeze. There is also Captain Cold. But here's the fact of the matter. He's a hero, right? Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Superboy, is a hero. My question is that my Superman, okay, I dare say, my Superman can be Superboy. But damn it, if my Superman cannot literally fix climate change, I've got a problem. Okay?
So you have a problem with Kal-El not doing anything for the climate?
Yeah, exactly. 100%. I don't see my Superman holding up a cardboard sign saying school strike for climate. Okay? Number one.
You don't see him saving the climate either, though.
I think it's... But you know what? If I may pull from a very horrible movie, Superman in Superman 4 did his best to try and avert nuclear weapons amongst the world. He wasn't successful, but at least he tried. Okay? Now, that is my biggest gripe about Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Superboy. That's my problem. Okay? Don't mind that he likes dudes. Don't mind that he likes to kiss guys or gals because he's bi. Get it. Cool. It's 2021. Do what you do, Superman. You put that super ding-ding wherever you want. But don't tell me that you can't even attempt to fix the climate physically, and your best hope of fixing the climate is to hold up a cardboard sign with your boyfriend.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Are you reading this series?
Okay. Here's the thing.
Has he attempted already?
Okay, this is the problem. He hasn't attempted. I will say this, Format. He hasn't attempted?
Okay, because you're reading the series?
Format, here's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yes.
What I'm trying to say is that my outrage that is fully intended is based solely on this picture.
Oh, okay.
Okay, there
it's
you go.
All nonsense.
No, you get it now?
Prerequisites to
correct.
Any...
Correct.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
All right, there you go. So it's just based... It's based on this picture alone, Format.
Then, outrageous. Wow.
This is ridiculous. Exactly. It's outrageous. Okay? It's based on this picture alone. My Superman does not hold up cardboard signs for climate change. He actually does something about it. And until that time comes, I'm going to be outraged... Outraged. Yeah. And I'm going to talk about it on this show every week about how Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. Jonathan Kent, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Superboy, is not doing anything for climate except holding up a cardboard sign that says school strike for climate. This is a Superman that I cannot get behind. Actually, that Superman would actually enjoy that. Anyway, listen. It's not what I'm saying.
Look, this is all nonsense.
Okay.
The only thing I would take from this is the character playing as his boyfriend looks like a Tumblr character to me.
He kind of does. And if you can see, I mean, let me see if I can push this over a bit. As you can see, there's Superman's boyfriend, and he's getting a little, he's noshing with him. Or as the Brits say, they're snogging. So, anyway.
He looks like a Korean pop star.
He kind of does. Now, listen, I know we don't have much time, and I'm taking up too much of my time with my anger.
You mean nonsense.
Right. And by the way, not just my anger, but my climate bigotry, okay?
Jesus Christ.
I'm just saying. Once again, don't have a problem with this Superman, this incarnation of Superman, a.k.a. Superboy, a.k.a. Son of Kal-El, a.k.a. Superboy, being bi, not a problem. But the fact that he can't fight climate change, at least in this picture format, I've got a problem.
All right. I mean, if that's that's what it is, then I'm furious with you.
I know. Thank you. Thank you. At least share my outrage. All right.
Right.
I never tweet on the Nerdwatch Facebook page, but damn it, this is going to make me tweet. Anyway.
Twitter.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, moving on. All right. Let's get right back to the comic book list before I get upset again.
I'm still outraged.
Okay. See, there you go. Be outraged. All right. Maybe this will calm me down. All right. Maybe this music will calm me down. All right. Let's get right to it because we don't have much time. Marvel Comics, X-Men, The Trial of Magneto, number 3 comes out today.
Nice.
Yep. Mm. Also out on Image Comics, King Spawn, number 3. Also on Marvel Comics, Death of Doctor Strange, number 2, comes out today.
Again.
Yeah,
nice.
Yeah, he's dying a second time in another issue. Also on, also from Marvel Comics, Star Wars, The High Republic, number 10. Those lightsabers in the picture actually double as bongs. Don't know why. It's crazy. Anyway, also from IDW Publishing, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles number 122 is out today as well. So you can check that out. Also, a couple of comics that I guarantee that Todd Bernardi of a Kukui Project fame would love. Eat the Rich number 3 by Boom Studios. He'd love that. Nubia and the Amazons, number 1. See, exactly. Nubia and the Amazons, number 1, is also out today. He'd love that. Hey, Format.
Yo.
What's a Nubia? Anyway, also,
man, coming up. Almost made me laugh.
Also, coming out today is Star Wars Adventures Ghosts of Vader's Castle number 5 today. And last but not least, I wanted to bring this up. I'm not going intensive on the comic books this week, but our guy, our man, Stan Sakai, Usagi Yojimbo from IDW Publishing, Dragon Bellow Conspiracy number 5, out today in comic books. Super nice. Super, super exciting. Anyway, Format. Listen.
Yeah.
All right. We don't have much time tonight because, as you know, things are happening. Things are moving. Things are shaking. You know. So, listen. I got another show to do.
Superman's gay.
Superman. First of all, dare you? Don't say that, you bigot. He's bi. How dare you?
You mean super bi? Himself.
Okay, got it.
Okay. Fair enough. Now. Here's the thing. This is what I wanted to go over. Last week, I wanted to talk a little bit about, and I didn't get a chance to, that I don't know if any of you have noticed that pay attention to the Nerdwatch Facebook page. The Nerdwatch Facebook page. If you pay attention to the Nerdwatch Facebook page, we put up all kinds of articles and things like that related to Nerdwatch news and things of that nature.
Yeah.
Now, one of the cool things,
speech and,
climate bigotry. Yeah, that, you know, that
right,
stuff.
Right, yeah.
Here's the thing. And I wanted to make sure to bring this up because I didn't bring it up last two times we were on. If you've noticed, for some of you that are listen and or watch, I haven't been posting the podcast, the podcast link to the news feed. And that's because I am also going to share this with you guys today is that
because you are lazy.
Well, number one, I am. But number two, the reason why is because Facebook, by the way, if you didn't know, the name of Facebook is changing shortly, according to reports. Yeah.
Are they going to add the back?
Yeah. The Facebook. You know, remember what Facebook was originally started for, guys. Remember what Mark Zuckerberg made it for? To rate hot girls. Remember that. Remember that's what he made Facebook for. So don't forget it. Remember?
And everybody joined the bandwagon.
That's
And left poor Tom at MySpace.
That's correct. And you know what? Tom cashed out early, and I'm sure glad he. I'm surely thinking he's glad he did. But.
Oh, yeah, dude.
So here's what I wanted to tell you guys, and I'm going to share this to the screen. Now, for those of you that that pay attention to the Nerdwatch Facebook page. As you can see here, this is the what the Nerdwatch Facebook page looks like. Okay, you see this? It's look at all of these look at these articles that get put up. Look at all of this content.
I've never actually looked at the page.
Now here's the. I want you to know that the reason why I'm showing you this is not because I'm vain, because I am. But the reason why I'm showing you this is because if you look at the Facebook page, the Nerdwatch Facebook page, on the left side of the Facebook page, in desktop mode, not mobile mode, because it is also available on mobile mode, but it comes across the screen like the Sony PlayStation crossbar. So it comes from left to right. But there is a new icon and a new position on the left called Podcasts. And if you click on the podcast, you can't see them here because this is the business section. But if you click on the podcast, you will see that the Nerdwatch podcast is posted every single week on this tab. Okay? So when you look at it, that's what you will see. Okay? So, yeah, I wanted to make sure that you guys had a chance to look at what the podcast looks like. No, that's because it's on the business end, not our end. So if you look at it on your end, you will see all the podcasts from the moment we started till now on that tab. So if you wanted to listen to it, you can listen to it straight from Facebook. And I just wanted to make sure that you guys know that's exactly where it's coming from. Also, big shout out to Kathy, who's in the chat. She says she pays attention sometimes. Yes.
You've got 5 notifications.
Do I? Oh, thanks. Appreciate it. I just want to let you know I just got 6. I don't normally pay attention to them. So anyway, now, format. Let's get right to it with you guys, okay? Couple of there's some news that's going around and such, but of course, let's get to the biggest news first. We know,
get to the nudes.
All right, who doesn't love the good nudes? Now, first of all, as you all know, this past weekend was it this weekend or was it one? I can't remember.
This past weekend.
Fandom.
DC Fandom. Now, as you all know, DC Fandom, if you never got to watch the live stream, which I did, which, by the way, was full of social justice and diversity, which, if I hear the word diversity,
Did they bring back the void?
Yeah.
You know, that endless void backdrop?
Yeah, pretty much. now, there were some exciting announcements, and there was some exciting first looks and even trailers. Of course, I think the biggest one we should talk about, which we definitely can't play tonight, is, of course, Robert Pattinson and his turn as Batman. We finally got a trailer from DC Fandom. I don't know about you guys, but for all of the production trouble that movie has been in, for as long as it's been obviously in production, I was pretty impressed with how good that looked.
I thought the trailer looked great.
I hope the movie's as good as the trailer, because I'm going to say something else. I'm going to tell you that Robert Pattinson and the way they cut that cowl on his face, he looks spectacular. That cowl on his face, he looks like a comic book character. He literally has that cut jaw. The way that cowl is made on his face, it looks tremendous. It doesn't look... Remember how in Dark Knight, or The Dark Knight Rises, or Batman Begins, how Christian Bale's face looked round because he was talking out of this thing like this? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
It didn't look good, right? When he was yelling, it would look like, oh, yeah. It was terrible. Anyway, this one, the way it's cut, Pattinson's cowl and cape, his whole outfit looks spectacular. I think that the biggest takeaways from this is that, number one, it's very stylized. Number two, we are getting the Riddler, we are getting the Penguin, and we're also getting Catwoman. Now, as most of you know, this is Earth 2 Batman. Okay? Super exciting. I thought Pattinson looked good. I really wanted to see more of him as Bruce Wayne. I wanted to see how he comes off as Bruce Wayne. But overall, I have to tell you something that I was thoroughly impressed. What about you guys? What did you think of The Batman? Because it's called The Batman.
I thought it looked good. Yeah. I think I'll watch it.
Is this Earth 2?
From my understanding, this is Earth 2 Batman. And you know why you know it is Earth 2 Batman?
How?
Because Commissioner Gordon is black.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So,
is that the topsy turvy world where the good guys are bad guys and the bad guys
are good guys? I know what you're talking about, but I don't know if it is Earth 2. I do know what you're talking about. Now,
I don't know too much about the DC multiverse as much as I know the Marvel stuff. So.
Well, I think more people are familiar with the Berlantiverse in the DC Comics universe.
Boo those people. Boo.
Now, to be fair.
You guys had such a great run with The Flash, and then you screwed it all up.
That is true, they did.
I'm really fast, but my tears. I can't outrun my tears.
Now, here's the problem. I think that the Batman looks tremendous. Now, I'm looking forward. It's coming out.
How do you feel about his voice? Because his bat voice, I don't know. When he pounds on the glass and he's like,
yeah, no, I agree. I agree with you. To be fair to him, though, we're so used to hearing the I'm Batman. That maybe this is a different turn, right? Yeah, We're so used to hearing the growl, so maybe this is a different turn for him. You know what bothers me more than his voice?
What?
His blonde hair.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's a dirty blonde, so he kind of gets the pass. Yeah.
That's offensive. Can you say that?
Is it?
Can you say that? Isn't that like racist?
No, I've heard blonde say that, so I. Is it one of those?
All right.
They can say it because they are one?
Yeah, I was just making sure that you could say dirty blonde without it being offensive. That's all, you know.
Oh, all well, right. You just said it too, so.
Dang it, I did, son of a. All right, well, listen, we'll both get in trouble. So now, not only that, we got another first look at another film starring the Batman, ironically titled The Flash.
Hey, did you notice that a lot of the presentations were like, hey, we're really working hard on this movie, and we don't actually have a trailer.
We don't have a trailer.
Here's a trailer.
Here's a trailer. Or yeah. What they like, call. What? That's why you notice I said, first look. Because that's what they called it. It's a first look. So now we got the trailer. Or not, excuse me, the first look. Of right. The Flash.
The teaser.
Now.
I gotta say, that suit is looking pretty dope.
That suit is looking dope. I say that Ezra Miller is looking pretty tight. Now, I will say that, of course.
That suit looks way better than the one in Justice League.
I agree.
Oh, yeah, it definitely does.
Agreed. Now.
With the mismatched pieces and stuff. That, oh, man.
I think that what threw me off, I guess, and maybe it was on purpose. The
is
fact
the second Ezra Miller
is this number one. The second Ezra Miller, who I don't know if you noticed, but the second Ezra Miller is wearing the Batman costume.
Yeah, with the spray paint.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. But what threw me off was the voiceover from Michael Keaton himself, the Batman. That kind of threw me for a loop. But I mean, obviously, I don't know where we are in this timeline. I don't know what's happening. I will say that I got excited maybe seeing the Batman or Batman in this universe. That was kind of exciting.
I can't wait for him to bang out all the hits. You want to get nuts?
Let's get nuts.
I'm like, oh, man.
Hey, you ever dance with the devil by the pale moonlight?
That wasn't his line.
No, that was. But he says it, though, doesn't he say it to the Joker at the end? Or does Joker
say he says, I hate dancing, and he punches him in the face.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was. So that was pretty impressive. Also impressive at DC Fandom was our first look at Shazam, Fury of the Gods, starring Zachary Levi, and Lucy Liu and Helen Mirren.
Yeah, as gods.
As gods.
They're actually rolling in the gods.
I got to tell you something. I was really excited to see that. I was super excited to see where this next Shazam is going. It is directed by David F. Sandberg, the man who did the first Shazam, who did it excellently, by the way. I don't think he gets enough credit for how good that original Shazam movie is. I hope that this movie matches that. They're saying it's coming out in 2023, if I remember the fandom correctly. Now, I thought it was interesting that the lightning on his chest looked a little different, which I thought was kind of cool. Looks like they outfitted the people. They outfitted the Shazam family, the Shazamly, with new suits as well, which is kind of neat.
Looks like they all have new suits.
They all have new suits, which is super cool. And it looks like that this is taking place in all... They said they're going extremely super legendary and, like, just really super god, like, Greek god stuff, which is exciting, right? That sounds super exciting. From the set pieces to the effects. I gotta say that Zachary Levi looks excellent as Shazam, and I hope that this movie is as good as the first. That's what my takeaway was, and it looks.
I like that they dialed the suit back a bit.
A little bit.
It doesn't look like a prosthetic. You know what I mean? Like a thing he hopped in.
Right.
Like a mech or something.
Yeah. It looks like because in the first one he does look kind of like a mech. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
100%. 100%. Now, question. Now that Shazam: Fury of the Gods is coming out, and now also another announcement from DC Fandom. And something that is related quite closely to Shazam.
Mary Marvel.
Mary Marvel. No.
Nice.
We got our first look at Dwayne The Rock Johnson as Black Adam. Now.
Oh, is that who that is?
So
I couldn't tell.
Here's my question.
It makes sense because they're like in a jungle, so yeah.
First of all, can we just talk about? I mean, look, and I hate to bring this up because I'm not this kind of guy, but can we talk about how Dwayne The Rock Johnson keeps culturally appropriating roles that should go to appropriately heritage people? Because shouldn't Black Adam be Egyptian? Am I wrong about that? By the way, remember
possibly.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson also he culturally appropriated a Spaniard in Jungle Cruise, and I can't believe everybody let that pass because it's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But okay, whatever. That number one, I'm outraged. Can I say, there we go.
There
it is. All right. Outraged.
Does Kondak really exist? I don't think it really exists.
Okay, just because you look Egyptian doesn't make you Egyptian. All right.
What?
Outrage.
That's not what Rami Malek would say.
How dare he? It's true. He'd be more appropriate for Black Adam. Anyway, so Dwayne The Rock Johnson, of course, is taking up the mantle of the Black Adam or Black Adam. What we got was a very small look into it. It was a very small, like, what was it, 45 seconds or 50, 60 that, seconds?
Yeah. It was a quick
teaser. First of all, if I may, I think The Rock looks tremendous as Black Adam. I think the fact that Black Adam is going to have to deal with Hawkman is pretty cool. Aldous Hodge, the man that is going to be Hawkman. Aldous Hodge is, by the way, He's the guy who was fantastic in the movie Compton's Most
Wanted. The thing you forgot.
No, the Compton's Most. Is it Compton's Most Wanted? No, what is it? What is the movie that they did?
Compton's Most Wanted.
This is Compton's Most. What the heck is that movie they did? The one about the NWA.
The NWA one?
Yeah, what is it called? Is it, what's it called?
It was it was called the Compton? Ice Cube biopic with
with all the side players and
it was called Compton. I remember this one.
No, it's something else. Oh man, don't get me started.
It was called We Curse a Lot. No,
Straight Out of Compton. There it is. Compton's Most Wanted. Straight Out of Compton.
Compton's Most Wanted.
Aldis Hodge played. He played.
Rufio.
No.
Oh.
He was Frack. He wasn't Dre. He wasn't Cube. He wasn't Easy. He was
Black Guy number 3.
There it is.
I don't remember. Was it yellow? Maybe it was yellow.
Yeah, maybe it was yellow. Yeah. Oh, thank you, Kathy. Straight Out of Compton. Thank you. So, Aldis Hodge is going to be.
You got it, Kathy.
Yeah. Aldis Hodge is going to be Hawkman. If you didn't get to see this, you can look this up all on DC Hodge. Fandom. I got to tell you something. I think Black Adam looks tremendous. By the way,
this dude.
It's already. By the way, that movie's already wrapped. Did you know that? It's in post production. Black Adam is wrapped in post production already. I believe
he was MC Ren.
MC Ren. Thank you. He was Ren. You're right. He's MC
Ren. Yeah.
There you go. The man.
You know, Black Guy number 3.
You should be ashamed of yourself, Foreman.
That's what it says in the credits.
That's what it says.
It's like Ice Cube, Dr. Dre, Black Guy number 1, Black Guy number 2, Black Guy number 3.
There it is. Yeah. We're not going to get in trouble for that at all.
I'm sure we will.
Yeah.
We're talking about Bye Superboy. Earlier,
that is true. Outrage. Now
that and Dirty Blondes.
Dirty Blondes. That's going to get us in trouble. This show is. That's the name of the show, Dirty Blondes and Bisexuals.
There you go.
Or
guess who's canceled, everybody?
Superboy, guess who's canceled? The Nerd Watch! No, I'm just kidding. I don't think that there were any other spectacular announcements, other than, if I remember right, there was the season 3 kind of preview of Harley Quinn coming out.
Right.
There was that. And... if you guys can believe it, the 4th season on HBO Max now, Young Justice, is out. I couldn't even believe they put that out. Young Justice is out on HBO Max exclusively. I am a huge Young Justice fan. That of course was from the mid 2000s. Great show.
We also got notification on the. They're doing, what is it, the Secret Life of Super Pets or something?
The movie starring the voices of Dwayne Johnson and whoever
else.
How dare he? Yeah. He's culturally appropriate a dog. How dare you?
Oh, man. God, this is all nonsense.
So ridiculous. Stupid. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Yeah, see, Major Grom said it as well. Titans new season. That's what we're just talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be super dope. I am super excited for that as well. Cannot wait to see that. And what am I missing? Isn't there one more thing? Oh,
yeah. Ezra Miller was wearing a weird outfit.
was that what it was?
Oh, was that not what you were going
to
bring
No,
up?
No. There was another show at
the
Fandom.
Collar and the denim
Doom Patrol.
Doom Patrol, another season of Doom Patrol. That's another thing. And there was another original that I don't remember, unless Naomi?
Naomi.
Naomi. I am unfamiliar. Does anybody know what that
spells
was?
I'm own backwards.
I was not aware. I didn't know who that was. I didn't pay it too much mind, but am I missing something? Does everybody know who that is?
Yeah.
And?
It's this lady.
It's just... It's good. That's good.
God.
I haven't read the comics, so I don't know.
He's like the Cardi B of movies.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. It's Dwayne Johnson. It's like the Cardi B of the movies. Tell you what, if Cardi B's performance in Fast 9 is any indication, I don't want that. But I will say that it's...
I want nothing but that.
Yeah, you want nothing but that. Super exciting. DC fandom was pretty cool. A lot of great announcements. Oh, and before I forget, one more first look. Aquaman.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And what's it called?
It's not Aquaman.
And the Lost Kingdom. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom.
Aquaman and Lost Kingdom.
The Lost
Kingdom. I wonder
if
they find it.
You know, Format, I think you might be onto something there, because we'll probably find out by the end of that movie, I'm guessing.
You think so?
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
It would be cool.
I mean, there'd be a neat twist if they get to the end of the movie and they're like, man, we still haven't found this Lost Kingdom.
Well, I got to tell you something. Black Manta's outfit looks tremendous. Aquaman has a new outfit. We got to see a little bit of Orm, but we didn't see an outfit. It looks like, even through controversy, Amber Heard is back. But Johnny Depp is canceled.
I noticed that they didn't have her say anything. Yeah, I was wondering if she was still British.
Yeah. I wonder if she is British. Good point. So the things I can look forward to. Oh, Kathy, for some reason, wants to talk about Rob Zombie and his Dracula. You know?
Yeah, the monsters.
I gotta dig through the ditches and burn through the witches. Now... We've talked a lot about DC fandom, so let's talk about a couple other things. Let's get on to what Kathy is talking about. We might as well talk about it. I'm glad she said something, because I wasn't going to talk about it, but now I am.
Yeah.
Rob Zombie.
See?
Rob Zombie.
We don't like to talk about stuff until you guys say it.
Yeah, exactly. So, Rob Zombie is the creative force behind the new, I guess you would say, reboot of... The Munsters.
It's a reimagining.
It's a reimagining called 1313 Mockingbird Lane. It's going to be...
I wonder what that means.
It's the street that they live on. Now, what's interesting is that this is a passion project, apparently, for Rob, number one. Number two, what a lot of people don't know is that this is going to be streaming exclusively on Peacock, the Peacock Network. And
so it's a series, it's not a movie.
Correct. It's a series.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know.
I wonder if Cousin It's gonna be in there.
I'm sure he won't be. Guaranteed. He will not be.
That sucks.
Yeah. Do you guys remember, this isn't the first time, you know, that they tried to
bring it back.
Because I don't know if you guys remember, but in 2012, they actually tried to resurrect this. It starred Jerry O'Connell and Portia de Rossi, and it was actually directed by Bryan Singer, and it was called Mockingbird Lane. I don't know if you guys recall that at all.
I kind of remember some of this, but mm-hmm. I don't imagine it went well, because I've completely forgotten all of it.
Exactly. Now, let me give you this.
Man, he did this, and then they were like, "Hey, Bryan Singer, make some more stuff."
There we go. That was this. Okay. So if you guys take a look at that, this is what this was in 2012. Wow. It was called Mockingbird Lane. This was it. And it was Portia de Rossi, Jerry O'Connell, Eddie Izzard, and it's called The Munsters Totally Revamped. And that was that happened in 2012 on the 26th of October on Friday. And it didn't last. You can actually, the funny thing is that you can actually see some of that on, you can actually, if you look it up, I think it's on YouTube or Vimeo, and you can check it out, that one. It actually wasn't too bad. It just... I don't think people were ready for the Munsters that didn't look like the Munsters. That was the problem.
Yeah.
So, So now we're getting, you're right, Kathy. Not only did we get 1313 Mockingbird Lane, but they're redoing all kinds of shows. We're getting The Wonder Years. Imagining of that. We're getting Doogie Howser, a reimagining of that. Doogie Kamehaloha MD. We're getting that on Disney Plus. Turner and Hooch got a reimagining. This is how you know that Hollywood is bankrupt of ideas. So, just so you know, this is how you know that's happening. So if you're very excited, 1313 Mockingbird Lane, did you guys get to see what they look like, by the way?
I just saw the pic where they're sitting in the casting
chairs. The one. Yeah. Let me see if I can
find it. Closer than that Bryan Singer thing.
Yeah, they do. Let me see if I can pull that up here. I can't.
Although Grandpa's hair is kind of wild.
Listen, if Rob Zombie doesn't reimagine the theme song, I'm going to be very upset. So, I'm going to be very upset. Let me check this out. Let me see if I can find it. That picture. Oh, there we go. Boom. All right, here we go. I'm going to share this with you guys. Tell me what you guys think of this. Bingo. Here we go. So as you can see, it is Grandpa, Herman Munster, and Mrs. Munster. Now, if you don't know, once again, Rob Zombie famous for this. And to be fair, I think he's good at it. I think regardless of who she is good at it. She's good. This is Rob Zombie's wife, Sherry Moon Zombie. Of course, as you know, she is in practically every movie he's ever directed. So she is as Lily Munster, yes. House of a Thousand Corpses. She's in The Devil's Rejects, one of Rob Zombie's best movies. She's in Three from Hell. She's in the Halloween remakes that he did. By the way, I have to say that I still think that Rob Zombie's Halloween remakes are incredibly underrated. You should check those out. They're actually kind of cool. So that's it. So I'm super excited. 1313 Mockingbird Lane. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of humor Rob brings to it. You know, so it is kind of exciting. I'm kind of excited to see what to look forward to. Kathy says, "I love the grandpa nose. The grandpa's nose. Yeah, it's different. It definitely is different." I don't know when we're gonna get it, but wouldn't it be appropriate to get it like right before Halloween?
I suppose so. Mm-hmm. I wonder if this is gonna be considered like a prequel. I haven't heard any news about the kids.
About
Eddie Munster, no Marilyn.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're absolutely right. And maybe this is something different. Maybe it's something to look forward to. Like I said, I am I'm kind of excited to see where we go with this. So kind of stoked to check it out. Now, speaking of Halloween,
La Brea.
Not speaking of La Brea. Where would you come up with that? Speaking of Halloween, as you know,
he had to go find his Halloween MP3.
I wish. This is actually I can't say because I might get busted. yes, it's a MIDI. It's a MIDI version format. You're absolutely right.
Well done.
As you all know, this past weekend, premiering on Peacock and in theaters, Halloween Kills, the sequel to the 2018 reimagining or reboot of the series. Now, the funny thing, here's the interesting thing about it. I was doubtful about this movie. Now, I was doubtful this movie would make money. This is the movie, okay, that brought down James Bond. Okay? This movie did a whopping $50.4 million over the weekend. This movie did gangbusters. Halloween Kills did gangbusters at the box office, did gangbusters on Peacock. And let me tell you something. I'm a huge Halloween fan. I love, my favorite to this day is Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Love that show. Now, I'm going to tell you something, and I hope you aren't all disappointed. Halloween Kills is one of the worst movies of 2021. Halloween Kills was awful. It wasn't good. There were great ideas that were never brought to fruition in this film, and I think they did a terrible job of setting up for the third and final one called Halloween's End. Halloween Ends. Halloween Kills, here's my biggest problem with Halloween Kills. My biggest problem is that Michael Myers was never about the violence. It was never about the gore. It was all about what your imagination thought up about this guy. Now, with this movie, they totally dismantle that and make him just a simple kind of Z movie slasher killer. And I didn't like that at all. The mystique of Michael Myers for myself went away for this film. And I will say this without ruining it. They sidelined Jamie Lee Curtis's Laurie Strode character in this film. And only because there's going to be the final showdown in Halloween Ends. Okay? I'm going to say that Danny McBride and the writers have decent ideas but don't know how to execute them. I'm going to say that David Gordon Green, the director, did not know how to execute on this film. It was terrible. The only bright and shining thing about this film were two things. Number one, Anthony Michael Hall, I thought was fairly decent. I'm going to sound like a broken record. Good ideas in the movie. Good ideas were there about the town rising up against Michael Myers, but badly executed. It seemed like they wanted to make a horror movie, but then they also wanted to make this kind of statement about how the town was possibly like had this one mindset against them and that they were evil or in some respects. And it doesn't jive. None of this stuff jives. And the director does not know how to build suspense. He doesn't know how to build tension, and all this movie is violence and gore to the extreme, something we're not used to at least seeing Michael Myers do, per se. And that, for me, was the thing that killed, quote-unquote, no pun intended, this movie. I have to say
you should
that...
should intend your puns.
I should intend it. But I will say that this film should have been 1,000 times better. I can't believe this. I was not a fan of the first film, the reboot. But let me tell you something. The reboot, for as not good as that movie was much better than this. So I got to say that Kathy's in total agreement with me. She says she wasn't impressed. She thought it was super corny, and she says it was all over the place. I completely agree. Yeah, she did. Jamie Lee Curtis did look bad. And to be fair, there is a reason for that. She tried, you know. And by the way, and if there's one other thing that I have to say, that's where the movie lost me. I think the movie lost its focus. The movie lost its focus because Michael Myers has one objective in the films. He wants to take out Laurie. The relationship between Laurie and the things we find out in the series, that is the gravity that pulls them together. In this one, she doesn't seem to be the intent. They constantly say in the film that he's coming for her in the hospital. Spoiler alert, that never happens. So I don't know. I was incredibly disappointed. I was incredibly disappointed. Didn't know. I got to tell you, if you can watch it for free on Peacock, do yourself a favor and do that, because I think Jason Blum did put it on Peacock for a purpose, and I think he knew why, because I think he also knew that this movie wasn't good. And so yeah, I don't know. And once again, Format, I know that you guys aren't horror fans per se. But definitely do yourself a favor. Go out of your way to miss this. So, you know, yeah.
Done.
All right. Sweet. Very disappointed. The only thing I really like in that movie is the fact that they paid homage to Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, with the Shamrock masks. Send more days to Halloween, Halloween, Halloween. That's what I liked. But they never even sing that song in the show. So.
Shamrock masks.
That's right. Silver Shamrock. Don't you remember that? Come on. Anyway.
Is that like the Shamrock Shake at McDonald's?
Kathy says, if you're going to watch the movie, drink maybe. It'll be fun. That's Kathy's right. That's how bad this movie was, to be totally fair to her. That's how horrible it was. So, I do not recommend this at all. Do not waste your time. It was poorly written. It was poorly directed. It made Michael Myers, the mystique of Michael Myers, disappear. It doesn't exist anymore in this series, so I think I'll stick to the originals. I will watch Halloween Ends when it comes out, but overall, was not impressed with Halloween Kills. Now, boy, what time we got? Because I got to get out of here in like, oh, man, it's almost time. Now, before we get out of here, a couple of things, all right? Format. Oh, no, not format. Yo. Kai. Yes. There was a couple of things you wanted to bring up on our list. What am I missing? We just got a few more minutes.
Okay, DC Fandoms are two games where we got to see Suicide Squad Kills the Justice League.
Yes, we did get to see the preview for that, correct?
And then we got to see a little bit of preview for Gotham Knights with the Court of the Owl scenes.
I will not... Okay, here's my problem with the DC Fandom stuff that we saw about the games. Mm-hmm. Suicide Squad, Kill the Justice League, and Gotham Knights. I will not be impressed until I actually see gameplay. I'm done with cinematic. I'm kind of done with cinematic trailers. I'm done with all of the story trailers.
That's all we get now.
Yeah.
Because here's this CGI movie that we put together that has nothing to do with what you're going to be doing.
100%. Not cool with that. I'm done with it. Yeah, you know what? It looked good, but until I see some gameplay, until I see how this plays, I'm reserving judgment. We have been burned so many times, because of that. We've been burned so many times with gaming trailers that are garbage. What the heck is that? Is that me? Oh, I thought that was over
there. That's probably you.
Shut up. So, ultimately, it is it's something that I am not worried about as far as gaming trailers. Don't worry about it. That's number one. What else was on that list, Kai, that we had that we wanted to talk about tonight?
Last week, William Shatner shot himself up into outer space.
William Shatner did not shoot himself into outer space. Jeff Bezos shot him into outer space. And Jeff Bezos, I should say William Shatner, after he came down, considered it a very spiritual experience. He contemplated.
Was this like a convoluted murder attempt? What was this?
He wanted to join James Doohan, is what he wanted to do. Okay. But Bezos wouldn't let him. He went up into space. He went up into space and he said that he has a new perspective on Earth. He has a new perspective on people. And it really changed him.
Weird that that's coming from Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So hey, listen. It's kind of cool.
I've got a news.
Shut up.
He's been in space all this time. What is he talking about?
I don't know.
Now he's like, I've touched the hand of God.
That's right. Kind of, sort of. You know what I mean? What does God need with a starship? I don't know. Whatever you do, don't watch Star Trek V to find out. Now
it's the ribbon.
There's a couple of other things that we can talk about later on as well, probably next week. First of all, it looks like Superman, the real Superman, looks like they are scrapping truth, justice, and they're scrapping the American way out of that saying. That's not in there anymore. DC ditched the American way.
What's the new one?
Mm-hmm.
Truth,
social justice, and climate change. That's what the new one is.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sounds way off.
Yeah, you're totally
super
off.
Super way off. Mm-hmm.
So Superman lost the American way part, you know, because you know why? Because Superman is in America. Superman is of the world. So yeah, there you go. Also, Ruby
Not
Rose.
Really.
Yeah.
I mean, he lives in America.
It's true.
He works in America.
To be fair, his adopted home is Kansas. So
yeah, and that's in America.
You're darn tootin' format.
I mean, he's not like Black Adam.
That's right.
From Kandak, which we're not entirely sure exists.
That's right.
In the Egypts.
That's right. And he fit right in because you know why? Because my Superman is white. I'm just kidding.
Oh dear Lord.
What's that?
Superman also has a mullet.
That's true. That came out all wrong. That's not what I wanted to say at all. Totally came out all wrong. I think
blonde mullet.
Yeah. Outrage! Sorry. Ruby Rose came out and said that she alleges.
Again?
This is the second time she's come out.
Hard.
And she. Oh. Shut your mouth. You sick, sick pervert. Ruby Rose said that she alleges mistreatment and unsafe work conditions on the set of Batwoman. I wouldn't return for any amount of money. Apparently, her NDA is up, and she is ready to talk some trizash about her time on the Batwoman. So, yeah, that's pretty deal. And by the way...
know who she should be talking to?
Who?
The new Batwoman.
She should be. According to the CW, though... They're calling the mistreatment of the mistreatment that she supposedly had on set revisionist history. But as you all know, Format and Kai, as you know, we're supposed to believe all women.
That's right.
So I'm giving her
farmers.
I'm giving her
and doctors.
True. I'm giving her
and farmers and women farmers
and women farmers.
We're supposed to believe them all.
Believe them all.
There's also the pushback from the upcoming Marvel movies, from Doctor Strange all the way to
Everything got pushed back.
Ant-Man.
Yeah, that's right. All of the Marvel movies got pushed back. What was it? Almost 6 months to a year? Something like that?
No, from the Marvel movies. So Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness went from March 25th of 2020 to May 6th of that year. So just about 2 months. Thor Love and Thunder went from May 6th to July 8th. Black Panther,
so a couple of months each.
Yeah, Black Panther, so Wakanda Forever went from July 8th to
next year, right?
No, wait, they actually no. Wait, what? Okay, so no, actually Wakanda Forever went from November 11th to the 17th of February of 23.
So right, so a couple months.
Couple months.
And then Ant-Man went from February 17th of 23 to the 28th of July. And after that, we also have the new Indiana Jones movie went to a full year.
Yeah. Nobody cares about that.
Yeah.
That's true.
Because it's going to be a woman donning the fedora from now on. Anyway, listen, we got to get out of here. But put this in perspective, they moved back to Marvel movies. Outrage! So, good. We got that taken care of. I'm upset about that as well.
Is that your Ace Attorney character? Objection!
Objection!
Outrage!
Outrage! You know, next week when we do the show, I do want to kind of get it and remind me of this. Write this down, Kai, with your big girthy pen. I want to talk about.
Pencil.
Oh, well, your girthy pencil. I want to talk about because we can it's discuss it. We can discuss it a little more. I want to talk about the online dispute that our good friend David Michelinie had with Brian Larson of Savage Dragon fame and Todd McFarlane, Eric Larson. I do want to kind of talk about that and get everybody's thoughts on this. Remind me of that. It's very interesting. Right. When
you heard it, chat, you guys have homework.
Yeah, you guys have homework next week.
Should I Should I drag Bernardi onto the podcast?
Yeah, no.
To spam the chats.
You can tell Bernardi to suck it, because I don't like him. No, I'm just kidding.
Mr. Secchi.
Yeah. Yeah, I tell you what. So
him too.
Yeah, him too.
No, I don't know.
Now, before we go, a couple of things. All right.
Blu-rays.
Right. First off, Blu-rays. Okay, here we go. Now, as you all know, what? What?
A dance routine to this?
Yeah, I got a dance routine.
Wow. Are you doing it for the TikToks?
I'm doing it for the TikToks. I'm still debating whether or not Nerdwatch should have a TikTok. But here we go. On 4K Blu-ray today, The Silence of the Lambs is on 4K Ultra for 4K Ultra HD. Fantastic movie. Also on 4K Blu-ray today is Scream, the 25th anniversary edition. Yeah, that's out on Blu-ray today, 4K. Also on what are you doing? Also on
the Silence of the Lambs and Scream.
No, stop it. Also on Blu-ray today is the Criterion Collection of The Incredible Shrinking Man from 1957. Great show. Also on Blu-ray today is Smallville. The complete series is out on Blu-ray today. Great.
Yeah.
Fairly decent show.
What a garbage show that was.
It was decent for its time. Come on.
It was Berlanti before Berlanti.
That's true. That's a good point. I liked it, though, to be fair. Also on the Blu-ray 4K today is Superman and Lois.
The only thing good out of that show was Lex.
Superman and Lois, the complete first season, is out on Blu-ray today.
That's a good one.
That is a good one with Tyler Hoechlin. Feels like I want to Hoechlin a loogie every time I say his name. Also on 4K Blu-ray today.
I hope you tell him that.
I will. You
know, personally.
I will. M. Night Shyamalan.
You change your name, I feel like I want to
I want a Tyler Hoechlin all over your chest. M. Night Shyamalan's Old is out on 4K Blu-ray today.
Old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the beach that makes you old.
That's correct.
Nice.
Also on 4K Blu-ray today is G.I. Joe Origins. Snake Eyes is out on Blu-ray today, 4K Blu-ray. I don't know if you guys know this, but Snake Eyes is Asian. This one. Also on Blu-ray. Also on 4K Blu-ray today, Michael Keaton and Samuel L. Jackson and Maggie Q, the protege, is out on 4K Blu-ray today.
Protege
is out on 4K today.
Man, that was a good movie.
I gotta say something. I loves me some Maggie Q. She's great. Also on 4K Blu-ray today is the movie that is not getting great reviews from DC Comics Animation, Injustice, is out on 4K Blu-ray today. I really want to see it regardless because it looks cool and I like the Injustice storyline, so I will definitely check that out. Also, there's a couple of great older films from the late 80s and early the late 80s coming out on Blu-ray today. Renegades with Kiefer Sutherland and Lou Diamond Phillips. Casual Sex.
Whoa.
With Casual Sex with Leah Thompson and Victoria Jackson, and Splitting Heirs with Rick Moranis and Eric Idle is coming out today as well, which is super.
Damn,
super
some fun cool. stuff.
Some very fun stuff. Anyway, boys and girls, from the 80s. That about does it for the Blu-rays for today. Listen, I hate to cut the show short tonight, of course, but I've got a second show to do. I've got another show to do in just mere moments.
You don't want to hang out with any of us.
Yeah,
so.
Kind of. But. Yeah. No, don't worry. I do want to hang. I want to hang with all of you.
That's why you moved it to Wednesday.
Next time, if we're here.
It's least convenient for all of us.
If I send those invites at 6 o'clock, we can be on at 6:30. Should be sweet. All right? Let's do that. Anyway, we're out of time, boys and girls.
Sounds good.
All right. So the name of the show, should I name it Michael Myers Kills Halloween, or should I call it Superbike?
What happened to Dirty Blondes and Lesbians?
Oh, Dirty... No, that wasn't... It was Dirty Blondes and... What was it?
Lesbians.
Well, no, it was, no, no, it was Super Blondes and...
No, Bisexuals.
No, Dirty Blondes and Dirty Blondes and Bisexuals. That's what it was supposed to be.
Yeah, there you go.
Eek. Could we get in trouble for that?
No.
All right, let's do that.
It's called clickbait.
It is called clickbait. Fair enough. Fair enough. We're exposing ourselves to clickbait. All right, sweet. So Dirty Blondes and Bisexuals. Let's do this. This is going to get us in so much trouble.
I hope so.
All right, all right. Anyway.
I need a sponsor for Pokemon Unite.
next week, hopefully, we'll have an opportunity to talk about... we're going to have an opportunity to talk about the release of an all-new game next week. We're getting Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy from Square Enix next week. Hopefully, I'll get a chance to talk about that.
Great.
Super. Yeah. What? No, it's Mass Effect, but with the Guardians.
It's Star-Lord and the guys.
That's right. It's everybody. It's
gonna where be... you play just Star-Lord.
That's right.
Such and a, the guys.
And no. You issue commands. It's like playing SOCOM.
It's like playing SOCOM. it's, or Ghost Recon. Sweet. I'm very excited. Oh, anyway, we are out of time. So for my good friends, Cobra Kai Kai,
rocking boots.
And Format, I am G Money. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And whatever you do, make sure you listen to the Nerd Watch podcast. Until then, aloha.